Thank you for that introduction. My name is Andrew Adams. I'm a graduate student, master's student here at Mississippi State University under advisement of Drs. Jeff Gore and Fred Musser. My original project was in Rice, however. Sorry about that. But like I said earlier, my original project was in Rice, but I did this as just a little side project. Today I'm talking about Prevathion application timings and use strategies in cotton. In Mississippi, our two main pests are the tarnished plant bug, Lagus linearis, and the cotton bollworm, Helicoverpa zea. We're seeing an increased number of insecticide applications targeting these two pests. We're averaging approximately 7 applications for tarnished plant bug control and 1 to 3 applications of cotton bollworm, and a lot of these going out together at the same time in co-applications. Helicoverpa zea is a prolificus pest. It feeds on over 100 species of hosts. It emerges in April to May. Eggs hatch in about 3 to 4 days. Larval progress through 5 instars before dropping to the soil and pupating for 9 to 10 days. In Mississippi, we generally see about 6 to 8 generations per growing season. And it's a pest of multiple crops in Mississippi, but the main three are corn, cotton, and soybeans. This is very big because in 2006 we saw where we only had about 10% of our acreage in corn and 37% in cotton. However, in 2011 we see a shift where we have 22% of our total acreage is in corn and only 13% is in cotton. And historically, insecticides have been the primary control for the cotton bollworm. However, early on, widespread resistance to organophosphates and recent difficulty in obtaining control of pyrethroids. In 1996, Bacillus thuringiensis, which is a soil bacterium, was introduced in cotton. It's very effective in controlling Lepidoptera and pests. The first generation provided excellent control of tobacco budworm. However, there was still needed supplemental insecticide applications targeting cotton bollworm. The second generation did a better job controlling cotton bollworm. However, occasionally there are supplemental insecticide applications needed. Bacillus thuringiensis was introduced into corn in 2001. And this is a big deal because the justification for research of this project is the shift in the corn and cotton landscape. We're seeing a lot of the same genes in our field corn as well as we're seeing in our cotton, which has caused an increase in selection pressure, which has increased insecticide applications targeting cotton bollworm. And the BT technology is great and we would like to preserve it. And one way that can be done is the introduction of the diamide chemistries, which is very effective in controlling Lepidoptera pests and has caused an increased interest in non-BT cotton production. So diamide chemistry works on insect ryanodine receptors, which control the release of calcium from intracellular stores. Upon ingestion, the insect will stop feeding, cause paralysis, and death will occur in 1 to 3 days. The first chemistry that came from diamide was phthalic acid diamide. The active ingredient for this is flubendiamide, which is in belt and it's a product from Bayer. The second was the anthranilic diamide class, which the active ingredient of that is chlorotrienolipril, and it's in Prevathion. It's a product available from DuPont. Combined with BT technologies, these products provide effective very efficient and very effective control of the cotton bollworm. So the objective of this study was to investigate alternative control methods of cotton bollworm in both dual gene and non-BT cotton. It was set up as 2 experiments with 2 different varieties. Our first was a non-BT, Delta Pine 174, with our second being a dual gene variety, Delta Pine Land 0912. Set up as a randomized complete block design with 4 replications and 9 treatments. Our plot size was 8 by 15 meters. Our treatments 1 through 9, 1 through 3 is Prevathion at 6 ounces, 3 ounces, and 1.5 ounces applied at every tarnished plant bug application. Treatments 4 through 6 were Prevathion at 6 ounces, 3 ounces, and 1.5 ounces applied at every other tarnished plant bug application, with our standards being compared to Prevathion and belt sprayed at threshold under labeled use rates, with all, of course, compared to the untreated control. Scouting for the tarnished plant bug began at first flower. and all recommendations from Mississippi State University Extension Service was followed as far as the chemistries used in the thresholds. The bollworm treatments were applied following Ligus treatments using a John Deere 6000 high clearance sprayer equipped with a compressed air multi-boom sprayer calibrated to put 10 gallons per acre at 5 miles per hour at 40 psi. Plots were sampled 1 week following application by sampling 25 plants per plot and documenting the number of eggs, larvae, damaged terminals, damaged squares, and damaged bowls. Plots were mechanically harvested for yield, and all data was subjected to analysis of variance. In our non-BT study, there was no significant treatment effect with the number of eggs, larvae, damaged terminals, or damaged squares. However, we did see a significant treatment effect with damaged bowls and yield. In our BT variety, or Bolgar 2, there was no significant treatment effect with eggs, larvae, damaged terminals, damaged squares, or damaged bowls. However, we did see a significant treatment effect with yield. Examining the performance of Prevathon in non-BT, every plant bug application is in blue. Every other plant bug application is in red. Our threshold is in green, and our untreated control is in purple. On the y-axis is the number of damaged bowls per 25 plants, with our x-axis showing our treatments. All treatments, with the exception of Prevathon at 1.5 ounces, following every other plant bug application, significantly reduced bowl damage below that of the untreated control, whereas Prevathon at 6 ounces, 3 ounces, and 1.5 ounces, following every plant bug application, and Prevathon at 6 ounces following every other plant bug application, was not significantly different than that of the industrial standards. So performance of Prevathon and non-BT, examining yield. Again, there were 4 applications total made for tarnished plant bug. All treatments with the exception of Prevathon at 1.5 ounces significantly yielded higher than the untreated control. Prevathon at 6 ounces and Prevathon at 3 ounces applied with every plant bug application did not yield significantly different than that of the labeled rates with Prevathon sprayed at threshold and belt sprayed at threshold. This data was not significant. However, I do want to point out the fact that Prevathon and Bolgar 2, again, a number of damaged bowls is on our y-axis with our number, with our treatments on the x-axis. Prevathon at 6 ounces, Prevathon at 3 ounces with every plant bug application, and Prevathon at 6 ounces every other plant bug application, and Prevathon at its label rate based off the threshold only sprayed once, we did not observe any bowl damage. However, with our untreated control, we observed approximately 3% bowl damage. This is evident in yield. All treatments with the diamide chemistry yielded significantly better than that of the untreated control in Bolgar 2 cotton. We see that this was sprayed 6 times for plant bugs. This was planted at a later date and underwent higher levels of pressure, and so therefore needed more applications of plant bugs. And we see that all of them yielded significantly higher than the untreated control with an across-the-board average of approximately 194-pound increase over that of the untreated control. So, in conclusion, our non-BT cotton Prevathon was effective in reducing bollworm damage, and the use of Prevathon at 6 ounces and 3 ounces applied with every tarnished plant bug application was as effective at controlling cotton bollworm as current labeled recommendations with the diamide chemistries. However, with the reduced use rate and the fact there's only one mode of action, it may cause instances of resistance issues and therefore would not be a wise decision to follow. When BT cotton, Prevathon was effective in reducing bollworm damage. Using Prevathon at a reduced rate in combination with tarnished plant bug applications proved to be effective in protecting cotton yields. Where the diamide chemistries were not used, significant yield losses were observed. So as far as resistance management, using the diamide chemistries this way may prove to be an effective tool for resistance management dual gene cotton, because as that titer is increased, and you're basically having another third toxin out there in combination with BT technology to control or select resistance, protect against resistance. So future work for this study, this will be completed, this will be repeated in 2013. We're going to run a series of dose mortality bioassays with the diamide insecticides, try to artificially select for resistance to diamides in the laboratory, see how this correlates with field control with the diamides against resistance susceptible populations. With that, I'd like to thank Cotton Incorporated, all the faculty and staff at the Delta Research and Extension Center in Stoneville, Mississippi. I'd be happy to entertain any questions. The question was if we did an economic analysis on the treatment regimes, and we did not look at it, not yet. We will in the future, though.
Kind of related question, Andrew, but what was your total analysis from, how many plant bug applications, I guess,
did you make? Okay. Well, for our Bolgar 2, at 6 applications, if we did it 6 times, at 6 ounces, it was 36, 3, it was 18. 1.5, it was 9, every other application, so forth and so on. Any other questions?
Any other questions? Well, thank you.
Thank you.